Holt, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on getting this big dub. You know, you guys, I saw the video, we're singing Cornell Victorious on the sideline. You get to celebrate, I'm sure, in the locker room, and the bus ride home, which was, I'm sure, very, very long, was probably much more enjoyable after a win like that. How much fun was it for you and the guys after a victory to begin the season?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Nick. It was a good game. It was a fun game, especially like you mentioned, driving all the way down to Virginia. And our coach had mentioned to us earlier in the week that was the first time Cornell football has ever played in Virginia, so it was good to get a W down there. And the bus ride, it was a long ride home, but it was definitely more enjoyable with a win. It was a fun game to be a part of. We didn't finish as strong as we wanted to. We played a good game at the beginning, but we definitely have a lot to improve on. But we were excited to get the first one out of the way and looking forward to this week.
Obviously, you made such a big play late in that first half, that pick six. It felt like a bit of a backbreaker for the first half to put you guys ahead 21-2 at that point. Take me through that play and the execution of it and how you were eventually able to find the end zone.
Yeah, I think that play was a result of a lot of preparation and a lot of game planning and preparation from our coaches. We knew, our coaches preached to us all week, that they were going to attack the flats on us, try to get the ball out quick. And Coach Backus made a great call, and I was able to get out into the flat. And at that point, you just got to execute when your coaches put you in good positions to make plays. And I was able to jump the route. But again, I think that was a result of a week of practice and a lot of film and a lot of hard work from our coaching staff. And on that play, if you watch the film, like everyone on the field's doing their job, and it was able to come together. And like you said, it was a big momentum swing. We were trying to just take that and keep that rolling after that play.
You mentioned how you were told that VMI is going to attack the flats quite a bit, and obviously that was, you know, a part of the game plan going up against them. I'm wondering what else you guys learned about them, and also how you feel like you executed the rest of what may have been in your arsenal of game plan.
Yeah, I mean, they had played a couple games. It was obviously our first game going in, but we knew they were going to try to run the ball, especially after playing them last year. They were physical up front. We knew we had to just stay in our gaps and kind of detail out exactly what we have to do every play. I think we did a pretty good job of that. They were running a lot of outside zone. We were able to shut that down for the most part. But again, I think we kind of got away from our preparation at the end, which was a big emphasis in our meetings after the game. We got to be able to finish and play all 60 minutes because we got away from what we were doing. And, you know, the whole week the message was to focus on us, know what we have to do every single play. And I think there was definitely some good and a lot of that we were able to execute. But again, we didn't finish the way we wanted to. We didn't play 60 minutes. So it's good that there's a lot to improve on. But I think, again, just coming out of there with a W was the goal, and we were able to get that done.
Cornell football's 1-0 to begin the year with Saturday's win at VMI. Holt Fletcher, junior linebacker for the Big Red, is our guest here on BTL. You look at the numbers, and yeah, you kind of alluded to things maybe didn't necessarily go your way in the fourth quarter, but I mean, for the most part, the numbers are ridiculous. I mean, VMI went just 3 of 10 on third down. They were 0-for-2 on fourth down, including that big goal line stand in the first. 6 sacks, 9 tackles for a loss. What kind of confidence boost does this provide, especially for you guys on the defensive side of the football, that you were able to come out of the gates and have a good performance like that in game number one against an opponent, like you said, who had a couple of games in so far?
Yeah, I think it was a result of the work we've been putting in since, honestly, the day after the Columbia game last year. This offseason, we worked hard. Our coaches put us through the ringer, and I think that paid off all through camp. We had a tough camp. We're working hard, and I think we're really trying to focus on certain things, especially with our defense. We want to run to the ball. We want to attack. We want to be physical. And I think that game, we were able to show that. Again, a lot to improve on and doing that just consistently. But I think, yeah, being physical up front, and we always want to stop the run. You can't win a game if you don't stop the run. So I think our coaches are always harping on that, and we definitely, it showed what we're capable of, but I think we all agree in the building that we can go so much farther and do so much more regardless of what the numbers said.
Yeah, minus 2 yards rushing. That's insane. You mentioned that camp was a little bit tougher. I'm wondering what maybe was different about it this year and how the preparation and the work and all that comes with that, how it was different from maybe a season ago.
Yeah, I think we all agreed that we had to change something. We had to change the way we prepared. We had to change the way we practiced. And I think this group, from the head coach down to the players to the training staff, everyone involved in the program, this group likes to work. We want to work hard. We want to grind it out. We want to have tough practices. We want to push ourselves because we believe that, like, if we're not going to be able to get to where we want to be if we're not pushing ourselves every single day and focusing one day at a time, working hard in practice every single day, working hard in the weight room, and doing what we have to do to improve one day at a time, not looking too far ahead. And that was the mindset all off season in our lifts, our off season workouts into spring ball and over the summer. We just wanted to get better one day at a time and focus on what we can control.
I'm wondering if this team is playing with a chip on its shoulder because, you know, just a couple of wins last year, you know, picked to finish last in the Ivy. I'm sure you guys are just trying to get that out of sight, out of mind. But is there maybe like a little bit of a chip on your shoulder where you're like, yeah, we want to prove everybody wrong and show that, yeah, we're a lot better than what all of you guys think out there?
I think there definitely is that underlying chip and that motivation. But as a group, we've been talking about during camp and in the summer that we want to prove to ourselves what we're capable of. We know what we're capable of. Last year, obviously, didn't go as we planned, didn't go as it should have gone. But that year's gone. That year's done. We got a new year. We're going to go 1-0 every single day. 1-0 on Tuesday during practice, 1-0 during Wednesday, and prove to ourselves. That's what, like, we got to focus on. If we're worrying about what other people are saying, then it's going to distract us from the goal. And, yeah, just focusing on ourselves and becoming the best versions of ourselves. And hopefully by doing that, it'll pay off in the end on Saturdays.
Holt Fletcher with us here on BTL, junior linebacker for the Cornell Big Red football team. Cornell 1-0 after Saturday's win at VMI. You know, you're one of the vets now. You obviously played a ton last season with basically a start every single game. And the other thing that I think about with somebody like you or some of the other guys is you also had that COVID year where you didn't play football. So what kind of like personal expectations do you have for yourself after really what's been a weird, wacky couple of years of not playing and then playing probably with some guidelines, this, that, and the other, and where we are right now?
Yeah, definitely was tough coming in. Like my freshman year, we didn't, it took a while to even be able to get into the weight room or anything like that, let alone get on the field and practice with the team. So that was definitely a learning year, and it was a good experience. And then last year, getting to know the guys better and being in the room and being on the field. And I think I learned a lot last year. You get thrown into the fire playing as a sophomore, and especially after not having a full season freshman year to kind of get up to speed. It's a lot. You learn to kind of manage your time, especially at this school with all your schoolwork. But, yeah, the experience last year was great, and I think, like, learning from the football side of it and the preparation and managing the schoolwork, you learn a lot, and I think I'm grateful for that, to have that last year. And we got a young group, but at the same time, there are guys who have been around and done it, and I think we have great leadership on this team, and just kind of learning from each other and kind of growing as a group has been one of our goals, and I think I've been able to do that personally, and then as a team, we've done a great job of that so far.
You said something that caught my attention, and that's essentially that you were thrown into the fire with some of this, because obviously, you know, your first year, there was nothing. You're playing a lot your sophomore year, and here you are, your junior season. I'm wondering how you feel like you've gotten better, though, in terms of X's and O's, something that maybe you truly were thrown into the fire from an X's and O's standpoint that now, as a junior, you can confidently go, yeah, all right, I'm significantly better at this aspect of the game compared to where I was a season ago.
Yeah, with our defense, we do a lot, and it's a complex defense, and it's definitely tough to learn. And kind of this summer, we tried to work with the freshmen to get them up to speed, and it just shows because, I mean, when I was that freshman, we didn't really we were able to meet on Zoom and stuff like that, and kind of ease into it, but when you're just thrown into it, it's tough. So I think from last year to this year, definitely I've been able to get a better grasp on it. I think that's important to, when you know the defense, you know exactly what we're trying to do with every single call, then it allows you to play free, and that's the goal. So I think it definitely I've improved with that, and I think we've improved with that as a group. We've all been working hard to stay on top of our playbook and meeting and getting those extra film sessions in. But yeah, we do a lot on defense, and I think that's one of our strengths. So we're tough to prepare for, but if we're all on top of it, that does become an advantage for us.
There are so many weapons that you guys have on the defensive side of the football, but the guy who a lot of people circle publicly and nationally even is Jake Stebbins, an all-Ivy caliber sort of player. He's got All-American potential. What is it that makes him so talented and something that you look at and go, yeah, this guy's got the goods out there with trying to help us win ball games?
Yeah, there aren't enough good things to say about Jake. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's a great guy off the field. I think he really just sets the example and has for a couple years now since I've been here. That's the example for how to carry yourself in meetings, on the field, how to practice. And he just works hard. He's always watching film, always learning. And again, like, he's an all-Ivy, all-American player, but he's always trying to learn to get better. And I think everyone in our linebacker room and everyone on the team kind of looks to him for those type of things to see, you know, this is how we should be doing things. And he's a great example. He's a great leader. And obviously it shows on the field on Saturdays. He's always making plays, and he's a guy you can just rely on.
Obviously, you know, I don't want you to show all of your cards to us in terms of what the game plan is or anything like that for Saturday's homecoming game against Yale, but what are some of the things that you guys maybe are working on, or some things that, you know, you're really looking to buckle down or lock down on heading into this Ivy opener on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, Yale's always got a good team. They're always physical. It's going to be a good game. I think we got to just rely on our fundamentals, rely on the basics. And like I said earlier, stopping the run, containing the quarterback. They got a good quarterback. I think if we do what we got to do, I think it'll be a good game. But again, just focusing on the small things, on the details. And our coaches have been harping on that already. And, you know, we always know it's a good game with them. So we got to be ready to come to play.
It'll be a 2:00 kickoff from Schoelkopf. Fill it up if you're listening. It usually gets a good crowd for homecoming. A lot of red, a lot of white in the crescent over there on the hill. But Holt, seriously, great start to the season for you, man. So happy for you guys. We're rooting for you on Saturday. Go get them, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon here down the road, okay?
All right, thank you.